Martians just landed at Grover's Mill. They have death rays. Only two questions need to be asked. One, where is the dead Dash Hound? Two, with no dead Dash Hound, what crime is this dog really guilty of? I uncritically believe this because I read it on an internet message board. I will circulate petitions in the neighborhood to have you rerouted to hell. Sure, I like the idea of my councilman seeing me naked, since I will have to deal with him after that. But alright, I get what I deserve.
Thank you. encounter. Oh, it's powerful talk. I know I wasn't speaking my tongue limitations. I wish she told me. I wish she can't. It's important that anyone ever told me it was possible. And
the Crystal Louisiana Hot Sauce Solution. I spray on a plant has got rid of the much great thing that was regularly spraying and killing plants whilst on leash. But, God, too loud. Hey, hey! Shouts to the attention of a dog. I got on the leash. He's gonna swallow out of this animal to go out onto a private property and spray copy freaking animals, scumbags. Or I'll come and pissing on your nose that poor morning.
Earlier this week, I confirmed that there had been a dog killed. This was a dachshund puppy killed by an American pit bull in Hamilton Park. I felt I was going on reliable information, and now it turns out that there is not a shred of real evidence. No one has come forward either as the victim or as an eyewitness. The only thing that can be confirmed is that there are two eyewitnesses to the man claiming his dog had been killed. I have visited Joe Frank in person, spoken to community leaders, and canvassed the park for information. The NID, JCPD, and Animal Control have been involved in investigating the situation, as well as a Jersey Journal reporter seeking anyone who might know anything. At this point, I am inclined to believe this incident did not occur. I'm sorry for my earlier misleading statement and hope that if this is a hoax, the perpetrators would have the decency to come forward at this point. Sincerely, Althea. Well, that whole thread on JC List is like a case studying mass hysteria, almost on the level of War of the Worlds or something. It's like the worst aspects of what an online community can achieve. Unbelievable. I got attacked and killed by a pit bull in VVP tonight. Okay, I was kind of drunk and asking for it, but he was off leash and he killed me. Nobody did anything because they were distracted by some kid riding dog shit on a bench. I am writing to you from the afterlife. I am in heaven, of course, surrounded by gorgeous rich men and lots of Stella, and everyone is wearing really cute shoes. Miss you. Spooky. I uncritically believe this because I read it on an internet message board. I will circulate petitions in the neighborhood to have you rerouted to hell. Evil. In the meantime, is there any video? The Beast, your punishment is to walk naked through the streets of Jersey City, preferably Grove Street, on a weekend or after 6 p.m. Waddling like a duck, dragging a beheaded dachshund, making sure Dan Falcon tapes me. I'm really not sure I like the idea councilman seeing me naked, since I will still have to deal with him after that. But alright, I get what I deserve. I don't think I feel comfortable with the way you people talk about butlers. Just remember that butlers are people too, and who knows, you might even be related to one. So please, 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 people, let us refrain from making snap judgments. You don't know whether this is a lifestyle choice or a career choice. Moderatoress, could we please delete this entire thread and or ban any persons here who have made derogatory comments towards butlers? These people need to be taught a lesson. A butler? What the fuck? Does everybody downtown have a butler? I used to joke about people having butlers, but I had no idea. You bastards are funny. Grim. Seriously though, the story just doesn't hold water. If this is the genesis of the human race, then we are all inbred hillybillies. No. Wait, the dog is called Cain. That's the killer's name. And then incest IOUs one, too, as there appeared to be only one woman on Earth when he killed Abel. Unless, of course, Eve had other kids we don't know about. Did Cain and Abel have a sister? Was she called Barbara or Isabel or Wanda? There are so many questions. When the police and animal control did not respond to complaints about Cain, I decided to take my own action. The Dust Jun attack was the real catalyst, and yes, it did happen. The owner did not come forward for the same reasons Ted Kennedy did not want to add Jetpack Wittig. I photographed Cain and wrote down the owner's address and phone numbers with the help of her neighbors, who were freaked out and living in fear. This woman actually bragged to one neighbor that Cain had killed other dogs while he was used as a fighting dog.
I can tell you that the puppy was decapitated. I spoke to reliable eyewitnesses to the attack, who had spoken to the puppy's owner the following day. The owner said he had filed a report with the police and animal control. I can tell you there is no video footage of the attacks. If that is what people need to believe these stories, I can produce about 10 witnesses to to the various attacks. No one is happy that this pit bull will probably be destroyed. But the owner brought it upon herself again and again. She let her large, aggressive dog off the leash. She was warned, but she was belligerent, and now the dog will pay the price.
I guess, but that is clear no matter how wrong she may be in this situation. I can imagine that there are many people who would have their guts over if they thought they could just ship it off until they screwed up. I take this whole thing very seriously and am happy to see the officials respond to the community's concerns. But I have to admit, I'm surprised how big this whole thing has gotten. I keep picturing Dave as the editor to the char actor in the ending montage of
attack was the real catalyst, and yes, it did happen. The owner did not come forward for the same reasons Ted Kennedy did not want it.
Ted Kennedy.
What? A photograph came, tracked down the owner's address and the phone numbers with the help of our neighbors.
Ted Kennedy.
Who were freaked out. Living
in. Oh, the owner.
This woman actually
Doctor.
It's a neighbor that came and killed other dogs.
Was concerned.
Fighting dog.
With.
She also had a muzzle for him.
House.
That she refused to use. I would suggest to those of you who are bothered by the off-leash dogs.
Ted Kennedy.
You carried pepper spray to protect yourself.
Hypocritic.
It is your right to do this. And if anything would up the ante, getting a city response.
Joe
Frank. It's something I would do, but it's within your eyes.
But so far, I have not seen much difference.
I want to know what we're going to do about all these masturbating dogs out there.
I mean,
this problem needs to be addressed immediately. In the interest of
in situations.
Is a masturbating mask allowed?
It's not responsive.
Huh? Anna. Think of the children.
I don't advocate killing dogs.
Surrounded by gorgeous rich men and lots of stellar. And everyone here in really cute shoes. I miss you. Spooky.
You're the head of my 8-month pregnant wife. Spent a night in the hospital after being bitten by the neighbor's pit bull. Fat. The neighbor came out of her house. She tripped, and the dog down the stairs and latched onto my unexpected dog's neck. Fact. In the ensuing struggle, the pit bull, Hope, who is owned by the dog walker, nearly ripped my wife's thumb off. Fact. Even after that, Leah refused to muzzle the dog. So you don't dare tell me the situation doesn't exist. I lived it. Thankfully, my dog survived the attack, and my wife's thumb did heal. And our unborn baby was born healthy. We do have witnesses, police reports, etc. None of that matters, as it was recorded as a dog attack. But understand that this can't be repeated at any time. I find your postings irresponsible. How dare you poo-poo a potentially dangerous situation? Do you have a 2-year-old around in the park? Irresponsible. And by the way, there are reports of the pit bulls attacking people. Read the news. And what proof do you have it didn't happen? How dare you?
Big strong neck. Up until now. But you give me no choice. I must speak. Which commandment are you hinting at? Number one, does a dog owner worship the wrong god? Number two, does a dog owner curse? Number three, does the dog owner have a goat? Number four, was a dog being walked on Sunday? Of course, well. Hey, number five, does the dog owner hate his parents? Well, number six, did somebody kill somebody? Number seven, well, did the owner have sex with an adult? Number eight, was the dachshund stolen? Number nine, were any witnesses there? Any witnesses at all? Are there true and false witnesses? Number 10. This is the one, isn't it? Well, of course it is. Yes, it is, because now I know who the dachshund owner is, really. Is it Rabbit? Rabbit, isn't it?
Of course it is, because Rabbit covers his neighbor's house, and his neighbor's ass, and his neighbor's wife's clothes, and his neighbor's manservant, and his ass. Yes, I knew it all along. Rabbit, of course. Oh, boy. And behind this whole story and everything, that's a laugh. That is why he must be banned from the internet. Oh, jeez. And from the pot, too. And should not be allowed to even have a dog, because now he can't even put his dog on a leash, because he has no head, and his leash just falls right off. Look at it. It just slips right off there. Look at that little thing going on.
Thank you.
before you drink up. Decapitated. Thou shalt feel what? Well, he said things. It's all self-congratulatory about the end. I mean, I... taking a siesta. Likely attacking dogs up elsewhere. Good job. Just to find means. Mind, unity, large. Imaginary caution. Kind, self-righteous Janet Albrecht.
Thank you. know is that when you post on a board like this, your personal character assassination becomes a matter of public record. Nice. Those folks who started this thread without the facts, and those idiots that jumped on the bandwagon may find themselves rightly subject to slander and libel charges. Now, guys, all I will say is watch what you write. Like a futz, you are overinterpreting my writing. I have just been asking questions from the beginning aimed at identifying substantiated facts behind this story. I haven't suggested anything about intent. You just did. You might look at your previous comments to see if you want to update those. Personally, I am holding my conclusion until I get the answers to those questions. Frinchy, my post was directed at people in general and not you specifically. Absolutely, an apology is needed from a number of posters. Without doubt, there are listers who believe they somehow are gifted with unquestionable integrity and knowledge on all things JC. Their comments fueled my outrage of the situation, but in reality they, especially Pinko, have no more insight to the incident than me.
This is a unique situation, and please do not think for one moment that I am undermining or trying to make excuses for why this happened. You stated that the woman tripped coming out of her home, and everything from that moment on went bad. I will only say that based on the facts you posted here, it could have happened just any breed. I do not know the owner of this dog or the history of her dog's behavior, because of what human beings have done to certain breeds, we hear all the bad things that is happening. I'm not an animal behavioral expert, but I've owned a chow for 15 years and now an Akita for 7. So, I speak only from my own experiences. I'm glad your wife and child are fine. And, I guess I'm posting this reply because you're a real person, and I don't want your situation to get mixed up with that of others who may or may not be completely truthful or posting just what they heard.
Submission. I guess. But honestly, no matter how long she may be in this situation, I can't imagine that there are many people who would hand their dog over if they thought that they could just ship it off until things cooled off. I take this whole thing pretty seriously, and I'm happy to see the officials respond to the community's concerns. But I have to admit, I'm surprised how big this whole thing has gotten. I keep picturing Kane as the Ed Norton character in the ending montage of the 25th Hour, getting feet on tacks in the back room of a bar somewhere out west. Hey Pinky, glad to see you working animal control. If you read the article, Jonah Joe was there to cover the lot, which he states in the article was what right has been made.
Thank you. Good night.